is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Florida burning. Justice warning. I'm Christopher Cruz. Thousands of homes have been evacuated in Florida because of dozens of wildfires. They have now burned more than 25,000 acres since Thursday. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says the fires spread quickly.
We have 29 of those active wildfires that are at least 100 acres or larger. So you're talking massive wildfires here.
There's been reaction to the U.S. Justice Department's warning to nine sanctuary cities. The department sent letters warning them they may lose federal law enforcement grants if they don't cooperate with immigration agents. Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke in front of a border wall in San Diego yesterday.
Sanctuary jurisdictions put criminals back on the streets.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said Sessions' claims about violence in his city are, quote, out of touch with reality. President Trump says he still wants to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. But he told interviewers he doesn't know whether he'll sign a stopgap spending bill if it doesn't pay for it. I'm Christopher Cruz. Bad weather on the way. Strong storms hit parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, Maryland, and Virginia Friday. Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Greg Dial says the storms aren't over.
We expect thunderstorms to develop across portions of the southeast through Tennessee Valley and Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, Carolinas into southern Virginia this afternoon. Main threats will be isolated damaging wind and possibly some hail as well.
BB is closing all of its stores by the end of May. Correspondent Bill Michaels.
The clothing chain said in an SEC filing document that it will shut down all 175 of its brick-and-mortar stores by the end of May. The California-based chain had said earlier it would close 21 stores and explore options for the remaining locations.
Tens of thousands of people are expected to march for science on this Earth Day. In cities around the world, a big march planned for Washington, D.C. I'm Christopher Cruz.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
An increasing number of people are dying from hepatitis. One reason, most people don't even know they have it until it's too late.
In its first global report on hepatitis, the World Health Organization says 325 million people around the globe are infected. And most are not just unaware, but they don't have access to potentially life-saving medicines. Lots of infections can be cured, but the cost of the medicine may be out of reach. And with millions at risk of ultimately liver disease, cancer, and premature death, Director General Margaret Chan says the need is urgent because, in her words, viral hepatitis is now a major public health challenge. I'm Jan Johnson.
It's Record Store Day, a now 10-year-old tradition of celebrating vinyl records at independent record stores across the country. Lots of new releases today from artists like Fleetwood Mac, Paul McCartney, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jane's Addiction, and The Cure. I'm Christopher Cruz.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
Flash flood watches are posted on this Saturday for periods of heavy rain. Be careful out and about around town. Watch for ponding on the roadways. Thunderstorms are a possibility as well, with a high near 77 today. Tonight dropping back to 56 as the rain continues. Sunday showers and storms once again with a high near 61. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Glad you're here. It's a little sputtering of rain out there this morning at 7:05 this morning. Glad to have you up and at 'em and ready for a good show. We have a wonderful, wonderful guest with us first hour. But before I get to her, sit back, pour yourself a nice cup of hot coffee with a little special cream in it, maybe this morning to celebrate the coolness of the day. Maybe a little PG Tips tea with agave nectar or a little coconut milk, whatever your preference is. Relax, enjoy yourself. We have a great show here for you this morning. And if you miss it, if you have to miss it because you have some commitments this morning, I get that. But we've arranged to have a podcast put up for you right after the show. You can go to newstalk987.com, click on the weekend shows, and let's go to Around the House. And as you look down that page, you will see the podcast by topic. So if you've missed another show and you want to see what's going on in the world of home improvement, that's your option. Newstalk987.com, weekend shows. All right. Without further ado, I want to introduce to you Kelly Schultz. Kelly is the president and CEO of the Knoxville Habitat for Humanity community. I just don't know what else.
Affiliate.
Okay. Yes. Affiliate.
Yes, there that's what we call ourselves.
I am so glad to have you here again.
Thank you so much for having me again, Dawn. It just pleases my heart that I'm doing something right that you invite me back.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Well, you're welcome here anytime.
Well, thank you.
Something right is a gross misstatement of what you do, because you do many, many, many things right. And the fruit of that is in the Knoxville area by the folks that have been able to get housing that without the hands and feet of so many volunteers and so many people under your leadership, they wouldn't have a home today. Not a home that is like what they've got.
You know? Well, you're very sweet and you're very kind to say that did that, because I did not.
No, but you are the leader, and it starts at the top.
Well, you're very kind. We are so blessed in this community with so many volunteers.
We're
and
the
donors.
Volunteer state.
I know we are the volunteer state, exactly. And people who give money and time and resources and their heart and their prayers for our work, that is truly what's made us successful.
Amen. And, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine that is helping me to organize some theme shows, and we hope to pull off a veterans show for Memorial Day weekend that we will pre-record for their convenience. And we were talking about that the volunteer state, the state of Tennessee, per capita, is the largest volunteer for the armed services in the United States.
Really?
Yes.
I did not
Isn't
know that.
Cool? So it doesn't really surprise me that there's so many volunteers. Of course, when I moved to Tennessee, I wasn't sure what everybody was volunteering for.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what we say. When we have anyone, we're so blessed to have such support from the University of Tennessee that whenever they come out, we're like, well, today we have volunteers volunteering.
The so is it volunteers.
Exactly. Well, you brought it up. So if I can just squeeze in there, we are so excited. We too have a veterans program that we started a couple of years ago.
Do you?
We do. And it is a program. We were very blessed to have Trinity Health Foundation to give us a grant to get us started.
I love Trinity.
I know, aren't they great? Mm-hmm. They are so supportive of this community. But it's called Homes for Heroes.
Oh.
And so what we do is we take, you know, on occasion we get the homes that we have built back either because a family has done so well and has moved into another home, which is the American dream.
Absolutely.
Moved away or other circumstances, and we will take one of our own homes back. We will rehab it and we sell it to a veteran.
Wow.
And
that's great.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
So you don't actually build the initial home for the veteran, but the ones that, for whatever reason, you make it back.
And we rehab it, and so we're able to sell it, and we sell it at a reduced cost because we, you know, maybe this family, you know, it's not at the brand new price, and so we sell it for veterans. And then what we do is, because we have our program, and we still want everybody who participates with us has to do the sweat equity and the education and all of that.
So this is the same way.
It's the exact same way. Ah. But we go ahead and let the veteran move into the home.
Okay.
And so they do a rent to own for the first year. So they still have to attend the classes. They still have to do the things, but they're living in the house.
Yeah.
And so they pay the same they would for a mortgage payment. And at the end of that year, when they've completed their requirement, we just...
Wow, Kelly.
Write that off towards the
house.
You
don't get enough press for that.
Well, and it's a fairly new program. It's taken us a little bit of time to get the traction on that. We would love to have a little segment in your talk show when you did that.
I was just going to say, when we do the veteran show, I will make sure, if you would send me, you know, just a
well, you know, I got people
sheet on it. Yeah.
I'll make sure they do.
Okay.
But we have several veterans already in the program. We've got a couple of veterans that are homeowners that came in as homeowners, and they're helping us to promote that.
That's awesome.
And we have a staff person who's a liaison. So it's been a slow process for us, but we really feel like we're getting entrenched into the veteran community.
Well, and what I love about Habitat is they're all systematized. Everything is a system, and you have, you know, that's why you have so many volunteers that can do things they never thought they could do.
Correct.
You know,
correct. We are a system, but the, you know, and that works great for us 99% of the time, but every 1% of the time where you've got to have the exception and we're the system, you know, we have to think outside the box and, you know, but you know what? That keeps us challenged and it keeps us going and it keeps us able to do what we do.
And that's why you're a good leader.
Oh, well, thank you.
You get out of the box with your team and think it through to a good solution, not the best solution. That's what we do with our team. If we have a concern, we sit down at the table in our office and everybody brainstorms. Now, I have to ask you, going back to the veterans thing, because we all know, unfortunately, that many of our veterans have been wounded. So do you adapt a home?
Yes.
See, I'm an age-in-place specialist, so I'm always about that universal design. And so you do adapt. So if there are ramps are required or special assist bars or something like that, you do help with that.
Yeah, no matter what we do, what I'm so proud of for the ministry that we do here is we are never going to put a homeowner, no matter who it is, into a home that they're not going to be successful in. Which is the same as the reason we have the education classes, because we want them to be successful in paying their mortgage and being able to live and support their family.
Budget.
And we want them to be successful in their home.
Mm.
So we do, you know, all of our homes are visitable homes.
Yes.
But if there is any kind of handicap or any kind of special need, we certainly adapt the house for that.
I love that. That's just a part of what you do.
We have to now. We are such a country and a community of diverse needs. Mm-hmm. We have to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we work very hard at that.
Mm. And then do you also cover any kind of a warranty once you've redone that home for that veteran?
Every homeowner gets a one-year warranty.
Okay.
That we take care of.
Right.
And then with some of, because we do subcontract some of our things, and so they get our warranty, but they also get if there's an extended warranty or whatever with whatever whoever it is that has put it in.
Okay. Okay. So, gosh, a slightly used home for a veteran. I love that. I do. I really do.
Slightly loved.
Slightly loved. Okay. Slightly loved. I like that even more. If you have questions about Habitat for Humanity, their programs, their restore, what they need, all of those kinds of things, we're going to be talking about those things, but we want you to enter into this conversation because really Habitat is what it is because of who you are and what you do in East Tennessee. So join us in this conversation at 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. More coming up on Around the House with Habitat for Humanity on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Are you a news junkie looking for a fix?
Oh, yeah.
We've got you covered. 27 local newscasts. Every weekday on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Are armadillos, moles, and skunks destroying your lawn or garden? Bonide has the answer. Bonide's Mole Max is a very effective all-natural repellent for armadillos, moles, voles, skunks, and most other small burrowing animals. When applied 3 to 4 times a year, Mole Max makes these pesky critters go away and stay away. Because it's all natural, Mole Max is safe to use in areas where children and pets play. Mole Max is available in a 10-pound bag to cover 5,000 square feet of lawn or in a convenient 5-pound shaker applicator for flower or vegetable gardens. Mole Max is also available in a quart-sized ready-to-spray liquid with a built-in hose end sprayer. Make nuisance animals go away and stay away with all natural Mole Max. Bonide products are family made in America. Find Mole Max from Bonide at the following fine retailers: your local Farmers Co-op, at Evergreen Home and Garden in Kingsport, and at Tri-State Growers in Mountain City. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves: great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. And if you're just tuning in, we're glad you're here. We are talking with Kelly Schultz from Habitat for Humanity, the Knoxville affiliate. Did I get that right?
You did.
Okay. If you want to know more about what's going on with Habitat for Humanity, you can go to KnoxvilleHabitatForHumanity.com. I know that's a mouthful. If you'd rather type something a little shorter, it's K-H-T-H.
F-H.
I'm sorry. K-A-F-H. Thank you. Of course it is. K-H-F-H.com.
Knoxville Habitat for Humanity.
There you go. K-H-F-H.com.
That's that good local beard and education right there helping you out.
Is that it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate that. My daughter would argue that, you know, no. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about what Habitat needs today and moving into the near future. What do you need? Because of this is the volunteer state. I know there's a lot of people listening. And, you know, we're going to talk about the women bill coming up. And I want to get into that big time. But I want to talk about what you need overall.
Well, prayers. We're going to start with prayers.
All right. I like that.
Okay. We need a lot of people praying for what it is that we do and for the change that we're making in the community and the change with the families that we're partnering with. It's a big difference for them.
Absolutely.
So we certainly need prayers on that, but really tangible needs. We've got two big ones.
Okay.
We always need money. Okay, that's a given.
Of course.
Everybody will go out and say, what do you need? We're saying, you know, you need money. Always need money. But the two tangible needs we need, one is we need volunteers that can work with us during the week or take a leadership role.
Okay.
We call them crew leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Or the crew leaders work on Saturday and work with the volunteers that come out and work. So we need people who can give us a Saturday. We will actually train and teach you. You don't.
That was my next question.
Yeah, okay. We will do that. And you don't need to know the skill. Mm-hmm. That helps. Mm-hmm. But really what we want is an encouraging attitude, because you're not going to be picking up the hammer. You're going to show other people how to hammer.
Right.
So in the specifics that we have, so we need like siding crew leaders or roofing crew leaders or gable crew leaders, people who are willing to learn that task. Again, we teach them. We have some fabulous staff that will do that. But what we really need is somebody who's willing to give the time.
Okay.
So they can do it on a specific Saturday. We build mostly on Saturdays for this position. Mm-hmm. Specific Saturday a month.
What, so one a month?
One a month, two a month, whatever they want to.
Okay.
Or they can say, I want to be a crew leader for a specific task.
Okay.
And then they have to be more flexible to when it is that we need them to come and assist with that task.
Ah, okay.
So crew leaders, we've been very, very blessed in this community for a really long time to have crew leaders. It's just that, you know, we've got some aging out,
sure.
Some that have moved to other tasks that are not, you know, some that used to be gable or roofing that no longer, they're staying on the ground.
Right.
And things like that. So we really are in need of crew leaders. And then the other that we need is Tuesday, Thursday, and they are really the backbone of our work.
Mm.
So they are volunteers that work cohesively as a group during the week to kind of get you ready from Saturday to Saturday for when the Covenant Partners come out.
So not Tuesday through Thursday, but Tuesday and or Thursday.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All
Tuesday
right.
and or Thursday.
How many hours is this volunteer shift usually?
Usually it's a morning. So we're going to say, you know, in the summer we start really early. So let's say 7:30 to 12:30.
Okay.
So let me use my beard and math again. I mean, so that's 5 hours.
Okay. So about a half a day.
About a half a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the Tuesday, Thursday, you're part of a team. You're not going to be working with volunteers. You're going to be you're not going to be working with the average volunteer that comes out and builds with us. You're going to be working with other volunteers doing the same task. Like
okay.
we have a volunteer team that does electrical.
Ah.
And they're all, that's what they do. They're all volunteers and they put in electrical or does front porch gables or some of the trickier stuff.
Okay.
But most of that group is retired.
Mm.
It's and we have several females, so it's male or female.
Okay, I was going to ask you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm a contractor.
You know, willing to come and be part of that team. So if you're retired or looking for a way to get out of the house, we certainly could use that. If I have time, the second request that we need is land.
Ah, okay. Now, what kind of land are you looking for?
We would love, we always do infill lots.
Okay.
So, but they have to be buildable. And that's getting trickier and trickier, Dawn, in our communities because of just the difference, you know, the vision that our mayors have for the city and the visions that the neighborhood groups have for their community.
Yes.
So the frontage of the houses, some of the visions we're not able to do because we do use volunteer labor and we're selling it at a cost that's 0% interest. So
sure.
we have to be mindful of that. So we always do infill, but we also do subdivisions and we've done three. We're finishing out our third one in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love to do a neighborhood, a community out in South Knoxville.
Oh, that's a good
we
idea.
Get so many requests for people that are working.
Mm-hmm.
Up in the Pigeon Forge, Sevier County area. Mm-hmm. That,
especially with everything that's happened out
well,
there.
Well, with workforce housing up
goodness,
through there.
Yeah.
And they cannot afford to live in the community.
Right.
Or they're living in very crowded conditions.
Conditions, right.
And it's just not feasible mm-hmm. right now. I mean, just the community is growing and there's so much tourism. And it's just not feasible for them to own a home in that community. So if we could just cross over into Knox County, I mean, that's a short commute.
Okay. So the Knox County, the southern border of Knox County headed at Pigeon Forge, Sevierville area. If there are folks listening that have property or are willing to consider that property, you would like to look at that.
I would love to have a conversation with them.
Okay.
You know, we can purchase, mm-hmm. But we just don't have a whole lot of money.
Right.
And we are really making a difference in the lives of people in our community. And if we could work with you to make sure it's a win-win for both of us,
mm-hmm.
that is just great. Now, I'm not going to turn down property in other parts of the city.
Of course.
But we're truly looking. I mean, we're putting a lot of effort into the South Knoxville area.
Well, you know, with things that happened in Gatlinburg, I think we were all rather amazed at the way some people were living in that community so that they could work in that
exactly.
area. And now that is comes to light, we as volunteers feel more responsible to deal with that and maybe make a difference in someone's life because Habitat has the option to do something like that. So I love that your vision is to go there and, you know, make an effort to make things a little better.
Well, that's just what we serve Knox County, so we don't go into Sevier County. But this is a way for us to be able to provide housing for families that become viable for them to be able to live and work in a community and their kids to go to school and grow up. I mean, it's just, and it really gives stability to Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg. If folks have a place to live that they can call their own, they'll want to work and come to work and work harder. And there's not that, there's not such a transient workforce population there.
Well, I love that because there was a time when I was a single mom and I had a daughter and I was working and I was right at the edge of the poverty line for a long time. I didn't qualify for any public services, but I also couldn't quite make it. And those are the people that Habitat ends up picking up.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And man, I remember when WIC came into being, I think it kind of saved my life. So Habitat is near and dear to me because it would have been nice to have some option like that when I was younger. All right. If you want to join this conversation, or maybe you have a property or something you want to talk to Kelly about, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We've got Habitat for Humanity, the Knoxville affiliate here, and Kelly Schultz, the CEO of that affiliate. And we want to hear from you. 656-8255. More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Shrimp three different ways. Moist scallops with the perfect sear. Juicy prime rib cooked just right. Is your mouth watering yet? Stop imagining it and enjoy it in person at the Crown Plaza in downtown Knoxville. Every Friday night, Mahogany's at the Crown Plaza puts on the best surf and turf buffet in East Tennessee. Call 522-2600 now to make your reservations. That's 522-2600 or online at crownwithanEknox.com. You've tried the rest. Now enjoy the best at the Crown Plaza. 3C Concrete would like to thank East Tennessee for your support since 2005 as they expand their services with 3C Garage Design. They now go beyond their beautiful concrete coatings to complete the garage makeover with quality custom cabinets with a lifetime warranty. Your free estimate includes a computer design to help you visualize your dream garage. For garage floors and now garage cabinets and storage, make one call to 3C Garage Design at 865-984-8276 or 3cgaragedesign.com. That's the number 3, letter C, Garage Design.
Hi, this is Phil Williams. Help Commercial Bank support the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. Now, here's what you do. Go to cbtn.com, look for my picture, click the link, and donate now through April 25th. And if the Halls branch meets or exceeds $3,000, I get to kiss a pig at a remote broadcast April 26th at Rural King. Hey, listen, it's for the Cancer Society. Why don't you join our team? CBTN.com.
I'm Bert Rosen, president of Knox Area Rescue Ministries. Women with children represent one of the fastest growing segments of the homeless. Fortunately, thanks to you, CARM is here, offering a safe, secure place and a whole lot of love for a family that would rather be somewhere else, but thankful for a place to call home, even if just for a little while, knowing there's help and hope for the future. To find out how you can help homeless moms and their children, give us a call at 673-6540 or visit us at karm.org.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms a possibility on this Saturday. A flash flood watch is posted all the way through Sunday afternoon for periods of heavy rain. We will see a temperature today of 77 degrees. Tonight dropping back to 56 with periods of heavy rain and thunderstorms. Rain continues on Sunday with a high near 61. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. We're glad to have Habitat for Humanity here. The CEO, Kelly Schultz, is with me from the Knoxville affiliate, and we are talking about all things Habitat. How long has Habitat been building? A long time.
It has been building. Knoxville Habitat started in 1985.
Okay.
Habitat for Humanity International started in 1976.
Yeah.
And we're now in 80 countries.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. 80 countries.
Mm-hmm. We just had a global conference, and we have it every 2 years. We had it back in March.
Did you go?
Oh, yeah. It's down in Atlanta. And so we take staff, because it's fabulous. And there's like 2,500 people that come from across. But for the first time ever, we had a representative from every country we built in.
Wow.
That
must have been awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, every Habitat, we'll talk about women building, just every Habitat affiliate has to tithe. That's part of our ministry. So we have to tithe money to another affiliate.
Oh, I love it.
And so in the United States, the majority of the folks tithe to other countries. In Knoxville right now, we tithe to a country called Lesotho, which is in South Africa. It's a landlocked country.
Oh, Africa. My heart is in Africa.
Ugh. Well, this particular country was just really, really hit by AIDS.
Mm.
And you'll love this. This is the leader of the Habitat affiliate there is a female. There's very few country leaders that are females.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Mama Tabo, and she's just incredible. But in Lesotho, there's very few people our age, you know, young, really young, our age. So they deed the house to the children.
Oh.
When they build, they deed to the children. Yeah. So the children make sure they have
a whole generation missing.
Exactly, a whole generation. Yeah. So they make sure that the kids have a home. Mm. But there has to be a guardian, a grandmother, uncle, somebody that lives with them during that time. But the other thing is in that country, women really had no rights to housing or anything. So if a mother and if a couple owned a home, and he died, the brother or somebody could just come in and take the house.
Yep.
Well, she has worked very hard to where women can own the Habitat homes in Lesotho.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
I mean, how fabulous is that? So I'm so proud of our partnership with them. And we've done, it's about $5,000 a house there. So we've built almost 50 houses in Lesotho. Yeah, with our tithe money that goes over there.
Wow. Thank you, Knoxville.
Well, it's just a great, it's a great testimony to the work we do.
Wow. It really is. 50 houses. Oh, I would love to do that in Zimbabwe. Oh my goodness. That's amazing. Amazing. Gosh. All right. Let's talk about what you're doing here, because there's a very big Saturday coming up.
There is.
For the Women's Build.
Yes, exactly.
Or Women Build specifically. Talk about the Women Build and how it's grown and what you're doing. Where are you doing the Women Build this year? You going to tell us?
I am going to tell us. Exactly. We're building for a family. It's with Kendra Tate, and she's been working Tate's not her last name. Sorry about that. With Kendra, she's a nursing assistant. She's got a mother of three that she's doing. And I'm going to have to look to see exactly what the address is. Because
that's okay.
Where we're building.
South, central.
Oh, it's actually in central. It's in the central part of the city.
It's in the city. Okay.
Yeah. It's actually in the city there.
Okay.
But Kendra's been with us for over a year. It's working with us, doing the classes and things. Okay. And she actually says she never knew how to budget. And so now she's comes in and she budgets, and she's never tracked her money. And now she has money at the end of the month, which she's very proud of. And that's really what we're about doing, is to teach folks how to gain control of money. And it's, we just are a country that lives on credit.
Yes.
And we want to make sure that you're aware of what choices you're making. We're not going to tell you what choices to take.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to make sure that you are aware of all the information as you make your choice. So whether you want to go out and buy this very large whole new set of furniture for your new home, be mindful that that's a choice you're making, and you're going to have to come back and pay all of that.
Yeah.
So the budget classes are something that's great. Kendra's been very involved in those, as well as all of our families are. And it also is a great learning experience for the kids. To see the mom do changes. I mean, we've had families come in that every night they'll go through drive-throughs for their kids.
Wow.
And different ones.
Yeah.
And so now we talk about what that is. And, we've got kids now that are eating healthier because maybe they're cooking together and they're doing some things, again, to save money. It's a family thing.
I love it.
Yeah. But Women Build is just a wonderful thing. It was started by Habitat International several years ago. And it's something that communities make a choice to want to be part of. And we have chosen that because
it's not mandatory.
And we've made a choice that so many women in Knoxville want to come and build with us. So this is for women to come build. It's, we don't say no men on, you know, we don't okay. do that at all. because we have male supervisors, we have male, leaders out on the field. We have the subs and the things like that that, you know, because the house has to fit to code and we have to get all the inspections and everything.
Well, and some of this stuff is just too heavy for women.
It is. It is. But the women, it's going to be all the hammering and the wall raising and the roofing and it's all going to be done by women in the community.
Now, is it always then to a single woman family?
Not always. We don't want to, you know, discriminate against anyone.
I'm just curious what the parameters were. Okay. So Kendra.
Uh-huh.
Kendra is very involved in this.
She is. She has to be. Yeah. All the families have to put in 500 hours of sweat equity.
Wow.
And those sweat equity hours are the education classes I was talking about.
Okay.
Other classes. We have several other classes because we have, how to, be part of a community.
Ooh.
We have a neighbor class that you work with our state housing entity. We also have minor home repair and construction. Actually, teach people how to hold a hammer and do some minor home repairs. They're now going to be homeowners.
Sure.
We have a landscaping class called HUG.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exciting.
And so that's working with Master Gardeners in the University of Tennessee. That's a class after they move in their home because we want to make sure we get, you know, the yard up to being able to plant something. Mm-hmm. And then we have, you know, the classes on being a good neighbor, if we need how to do a will. We have a lot of other different, we have 167 different classroom opportunities for homeowners.
167? Mm-hmm. You know what I love about this, Kelly, is that you're teaching things that are not typically taught in school.
Correct.
The life skills that we all need. That I can't remember the last time I heard somebody say, oh, we learned how to balance a checkbook today.
Correct.
Or, gee, we learned how to balance our account online today. Doesn't teach you, a teacher really doesn't usually teach you that.
Well, not from parents or an adult or somebody in your life, but we're making a real conscious effort. We're making sure that, because a lot of people know the information, but some don't. Mm-hmm. And we're just making a conscious effort to make sure you do know it.
Which is why you have choices.
Exactly.
Classes. Are there any that are mandatory?
The budget class.
Okay. And that's huge.
That's huge. Because back again to what I talked about earlier is that success.
Mm-hmm.
If you can make your mortgage payment, that's what we want to do, set you up. And if I can just say, all of those classes are led by volunteers.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. These are professionals in the area or trained people in the area?
Can be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you train them?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Awesome.
Or the volunteers will train another volunteer.
Okay, sure.
So we do a lot of that. So that Kendra has been involved with us for quite some time doing that sweat equity.
Mm-hmm.
And so then at a certain point during the process, usually 10 to 12 months that she's been involved with us, she will select a lot.
Really?
And then once that lot is selected and we put it on the list, it's kind of when it's coming up. And it just so happened that hers coming up in May was our women build.
Ah.
Because we try very hard to do the women build around Mother's Day.
Oh, of course you do. And there's a significant day coming up on May 6th.
Yes.
When you start.
That is when we're starting the house. That's our blitz day, which is the exciting day.
Fun day.
Well, it is, but all the days are, they're all fun days, Dawn. Yes, they are. It just takes different skill sets to do each day.
Sure.
But the first day, and it is the hardest day. I mean, you do have to have some strength because we're going to put the walls together. We're going to raise the walls and we're going to put, the roof on. We're going to put the rafters and the decking and stuff on.
Set the trusses.
And set the trusses.
Setting the trusses.
Yes.
It'll stay away from those pinching things.
Yeah, and then Kendra will be out there as well, and she can bring family and friends to work with her.
Okay.
So we're out there working to raise the walls on that, and so we're real excited.
Do her children get credit for the time that they spend towards this 500 hours?
They certainly do.
Grades,
awesome. If they make good grades or honor roll, we give, yeah, you have to be 16 to come out and work on the site.
Okay.
So if they're younger than that, we certainly give sweat equity hours for that too. Gets everybody involved.
I love it. And it teaches them so much. These are things that you can't teach until you're out there just doing it.
That's right.
All right. So May 6th is Blitz Day. How do we get involved?
You can go to, we actually have a specific website set up, Women Build, mm-hmm. That you can go to, womenbuild. I think it's Knoxville Habitat, womenbuild.com.
Okay.
And it tells you right there exactly how to do it. What we are asking is that if you want to come and participate, again, we're building this house with women and we're raising the money to build the home with women. It does cost us to build it.
Sure.
It's $40,000 sponsorship. And so what we're looking for is for the women in the community to come forth and put money and time into building this home.
Okay.
So we're looking for sponsorship opportunities, large companies, women-owned companies, certain people. But also, like you and me, if you want to go in and build a build for a shift, get a pink hard hat, a t-shirt. it's $250.
Okay.
For a shift to do that, and it's all tax deductible. I mean, you can also claim it on your taxes to do it. So that's, we're trying to raise the $40,000 individual by individual, unlike a lot of our builds where we just have one company underwrite it.
Okay. So the Women Build is funded by women.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah, funded by women.
So to get involved as a volunteer, it takes $250.
Yes.
And that gets you on the site, technically for the Blitz Day, if that's a good day and you're not full. But other days, of course, is still important. Then you get a t-shirt and
yes.
a pink hard hat.
And a pink hard hat.
Which is so cute. And an opportunity to take that picture that you know you're going to take.
Exactly. And an opportunity to be part of change for Kendra and her family. Mm. I mean, that's, well, I have so many people that say, I want to come out and make a difference. And you know, who makes the difference? You know, it makes the difference in your own heart. You made a difference in her life, but I guarantee you, no one ever leaves there and goes, oh, that was good. I'm glad I helped somebody else. You know, I mean, I didn't learn anything. That's just not the way.
That's not the way.
That's not the way at all.
Well, it's just like anything else with missions. You know, when I go to Zimbabwe to serve, I'm always amazed that I am so blessed and so much more blessed than I feel like I blessed anybody else. And that's just God's way. It's just the way it is. All right. So let's talk about those of us that feel as women that we don't have the skills to do this. Lowe's provides some opportunities that I want to talk about because I think this is critical to coming on the site and knowing, feeling empowered instead of feeling like you can't.
Exactly. We are so blessed with Lowe's. Lowe's is a national partner with Women Build and with Habitat for Humanity International. And so every year we apply to be part of that program, and we've been so blessed to be part of that for the past several years. And so what Lowe's does is the Saturday before we're building, so it'll be next Saturday, the 29th, right. At the Lowe's in East Knoxville, they do clinics. So you can come and learn. In the morning they do a clinic, and in the afternoon they do a clinic. You can learn how to hammer and, you know, use the tools, and then also learn how to do painting and trim, which will be later on in the cycle of the house.
Sure.
But you can come out and work. You can come and be part of the clinics, whether you're going to come and work on this house or not.
Well, and you don't use power tools.
We don't. We use some.
Well,
we do saws and things.
Typically.
Yeah, but no, typically
I'm
we
talking
use...
talking about... nailers.
Yeah,
stuff.
We don't use that.
Use nailers.
No, we use, you're a nailer. We use you as a nailer.
That's right.
You know,
exactly.
we don't need one nailer out there. We got 50 nailers out there.
Yes, and it's a great sound.
It is.
I
ding,
love
ding.
That
yeah.
Sound.
Yeah. And it only takes, you know, 20 whacks to get that nail in, you know, that's all.
20.
Yeah, 20 whacks. Yeah.
Well, at first it takes 20.
Yeah, and then after that it takes 19.
I hope not. I hope not. But there's a lot of laughter in between those.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All right. So we're talking about clinics coming up in East Knoxville Lowe's, 3100 South Mall Road on Saturday, April the 29th, which is next Saturday.
Exactly.
And they're between 12 and 4. 12 and 2, they'll teach tool safety. And 12 and 4, they'll teach trim and paint. Believe it or not, there's a way to hold a hammer for those of us that don't know how to hold a hammer. And really, that's what Habitat does. It empowers you. And the next time you're home and you need to put up something, you're going to know how to pick up that hammer, and it's going to work a lot better for you when you hold it correctly.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, what we're talking about is you hold the hammer, you know, further down, and then it takes fewer whacks. Closer up you are, you got to hit more. You know, but the great thing is Lowe's provides a really fabulous opportunity. It's very non-threatening. Please come out there. They have snacks and, you know, they'll have some little giveaways and goodies. And again, it's coming and learning whether or not you're going to work on our house or not. Right. And it's for women, but it's actually for anybody.
Sure. All right. There are 6 days available to build.
Yes, there are.
Sign up at KnoxvilleWomenBuild.com.
Yeah, I'm glad you put that Knoxville in there.
Women Build.
Yeah, my people would be so mad at me for speaking inappropriately.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. Join us in this conversation about Habitat and the Women Build when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKF.
Are you tired of having ants invading the inside of your house? Are you seeing them outside your house, crawling up your walls, all over your patio and patio furniture? Do you have big black ants? These could be carpenter ants. They love to chew on your new wood patio set, wood swing sets, or even your wooden garden shed. Not to mention the damage they could be doing to your house. Get revenge. Bonide's Revenge Ant Control products are the answer to your ant problems. Revenge is a full line of indoor-outdoor liquid and granular ant baits and ant killers. The worker ants take the highly effective bait back to the colony, and the entire colony, including the queen, is eliminated. So make sure you get Revenge Ant Control products and get rid of those ants once and for all. Don't settle for any other brand when you want revenge. Bonide products are family-made in America. Bonide's Revenge products are available at these fine retailers: The Garden Barn in Mountain City, at Rutledge Hardware in Rutledge, and at Burgess Farm and Feed in Benton. Or visit Bonide.com for a retailer near you.
Hi, this is Yvonka Landis, and do I have a house for you? Are you looking for a three-bedroom, two-bath home in North Knoxville under $200,000? I have a house for you. Or are you wanting to build a home? I have lots for you. The Landis team is a family business that will use our real estate sales experience, appraisal service, and mortgage knowledge to help you buy or sell your home. Call 660-1186 or YvonkaSalesRealEstate.com. I have a house for you.
Yvonka Landis is an affiliated broker with Realty Executive Associates.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. The question I get asked most of the time is, how do I know I need a general contractor? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to take your project through design, shopping with an interior designer, professional planning, management, and communication from the pre-construction meeting to the final cleanup. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
Need to know how to get stuff done around the house? We've got you covered. Around the House with Dawn Steimer. Saturday mornings from 7 to 9. On News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we've got a great show today. We're talking with Kelly Schultz from the Knoxville Habitat for Humanity affiliate. Wow. Not only are they building here in Knoxville, but they're supporting a country in Africa. Tell me the name again.
Lesotho.
Lesotho. And a female is the director over there.
Yes.
And you have shared enough of your tithes to support about 50 homes over there.
Yes.
That, I can't even tell you what 50 homes would do to what I've seen in Africa. And I've been there four times. It's amazing.
It is amazing. But there's such need.
Oh, it's, yes.
We've got to celebrate every one of them.
Absolutely.
But there is such need.
Yeah. And so if you want to get involved in the Knoxville Habitat for Humanity, well, I just told you the website, KnoxvilleHabitatForHumanity.com or KHFH.com, KHFH.com if it's easier for you. And specifically, you can go to the Women Build, which is KnoxvilleWomenBuild.com, if that's your interest. KnoxvilleWomenBuild.com. Coming up May the 6th.
We start at May the 6th.
Saturday you start.
Yeah. And then we have six Saturdays after that, and then we'll dedicate it further on in June.
Okay. I don't want to use too much of this time on the women bill because we did that before, but I want to ask you, when the folks get there on Saturday, May the 6th, is the foundation in?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Is the floor in?
Well, the foundation will be, it'll either be a slab.
Right.
Oh, or it'll okay. be. Or it will be a concrete floor, yeah.
Okay.
So you'll start with raising the walls.
Okay,
we
so
build the
you're
walls.
Not building the deck to
no,
start.
Okay. No, you're going to build your walls first and okay. lift them up.
Okay, just curious. All right, the other thing that I love about Habitat is the recycling portion. And you call that Restore.
We have a Restore. Yes, we're very, very excited with our Restore. Our Restore is in Downtown West. It's in the back section of Downtown West. And what it is it's a concept. Restore is a national name. It's part of our brand. But it is a thrift store / construction store / appliance store / gently used
store.
Clothing, vintage, exactly. We sell a little bit of everything there. Mm-hmm. And all the items that are in that store are donated for the most part. We have a few purchased items, but they're minimal. And they're all donated to us. We clean them up if we need to. Sometimes we don't need to do that. We put a price tag on them, put them back on the floor, and we sell them. And all of that money that's generated goes back into building more homes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've been there within the last month. I have seen sinks. I have seen commodes, brand new.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen vessel sinks. And I've also seen the team that works there because those guys and girls are organized.
They're
very organized store. If you need something and you ask them about it, or they'll say, have you found what you're looking for? I thought, wow, this is a, I'm in a resale store and someone's asking me if I found what I was looking for because they can't even get it all out.
Correct.
They have so much. So on Downtown West, it's located by the Girl Scouts. It's in the same place as the Girl Scouts and Salon Visage and I don't know, a bunch of other things. But
across from Palancho's Mexican restaurant, yeah.
Across from Palancho's. It's 1511 Downtown West, and it works for your DIY projects.
It's fabulous for the DIY. We actually have one of the chairman of our board, his daughters, he has two daughters, and they have started a little reclaiming of furniture, painting it, and selling it. And so they're in there frequently looking for something, and his daughter will take it back and clean it all up and paint it, and then, you know, she sells it. And the other, her sister, is kind of her manager that helps with the money and so forth. But, aww, you know, we have a lot of people who come in and looking specifically for things. And then we have people who just come once or twice a week just to browse around and see what it is we have. Because there Absolutely. May be something in there you didn't know you were coming to look for, but, oh my gosh, you had to have it.
And that happens to me every
It
time
happens
I'm
a lot.
There.
You know, we have furniture, again, clothing, we have knickknacks, we have appliances. We have a lot of doors and windows. We're very blessed with lighting. Mm. We have several lighting companies that when they go through and do inventory and they just, you know, mark things out and we get a lot of brand new lights.
So it's brand a lot of it's
we get,
brand new.
Some of it is brand new with the companies that we partner with, yeah.
Wow. And the gentleman that manages that store does a good job.
It's a female.
Is it? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I talked to a guy.
He's assistant.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, again.
All right.
Women are ruling here, Youth Habitat. Yeah, Dawn. We, you know.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a female.
Okay. So the female that runs that store and, the team that she leads, just does a super job. It's not like walking into a junk store at all.
No,
I think sometimes that's what people think. That I'm going to go in there. I can't find anything. Everything's a mess. Well, it really isn't.
No, it's very organized. And part of that is because everyone is very concerned about the bottom line that they make every day. Everything that they sell goes back into building homes. So they're very entrenched in our mission and what it is we do. And actually in the very back, and they probably didn't show this to you, they actually write every day what their daily sales are because they have a goal that they're aiming for.
Wow.
Because again, you know, we have costs associated to running the store, but we really want to be able to work hard to put the majority of the money back into the work. So there's a lot of pride in that. And at the end of the day, going in writing and seeing what that number is. And the team as a whole celebrates. We just actually in March had the a record month for us. We made more money in March than we've ever made since the stores have been open.
Wow. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No congratulations to me. I mean, it's their hard work. It's hard work going and picking up. And we do pickups.
That was my next question.
Yeah, we do pickups. You just call. And you've got to be a little bit patient. If you call and say, I want it picked up tomorrow, you know, be mindful that we are a business. Mm-hmm. And so we go to certain zip codes certain days.
Okay. But they'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, exactly. But we have a few people that are, you know, want it done that next day. And that's just not possible for us. We are a business.
Right. And that's fine. So you just want to call the restore and if you want that to be picked up. Now, can I call on your office line or is there a different number?
There's a different number. But
so you go to Restore, Google Restore Knoxville. And mm-hmm.
it'll or if you call our main number, or if you go to our website, it takes you right over to the Restore.
Okay, mm-hmm. excellent. Do you know the hours?
We are open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday.
Okay, so closed on Sunday.
Yeah, we're closed on Sunday.
All right, good.
Yeah, but the other thing I was going to say too is if you've got just a little bit of stuff that you're doing, you know, you can drop it off. And everything, again, is tax deductible. We'll give you a tax receipt right there, you know, and certainly ask.
And we receive the whole time you're open.
Yes, okay. We receive the whole time we're open and we'll give you, if they don't ask you if you want a tax receipt, certainly ask and we'll give you one. But we take just about anything. But be mindful, we want it clean and usable.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
All right, so you're looking to partner with you. You're looking for donations. You're looking for land. You're looking for volunteers. And you're looking for specifically the Women Build coming up. You can go to KnoxvilleWomenBuild.com.
Yeah, we don't want much.
Well, you know what? You just want to keep that wheel turning.
Exactly. We've got over
help so many families.
We have 540 families that we've built for in Knox County, and we want to keep that trend going.
Well, I dearly appreciate you coming in today, Kelly.
Thank you, Dawn, for
Thank
having
you
me.
Very, very, very much. All right, Kelly Schultz, the president and CEO of the Knoxville Habitat for Humanity, has been here all hour, and just so grateful for her. If you want to get in touch with Knoxville Habitat for Humanity, it's khfh.com. You've been great. I've enjoyed having you for this hour. Don't go away. We've got another whole hour coming up on this Orange and White Day. Kickoff is around 4 o'clock today, and we're going to be celebrating the Vol win. No matter what, it's the Vol win. We'll be back after this news break with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
News happens fast. When it does, depend on the news team at News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Adam Litton.
Employment growth was up over 2% and tax revenue.
And Bob Yarbrough.
In a 3-0 decision, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the Trump administration.
Make up East Tennessee's largest and most experienced radio news team. When it comes to news stories that matter to you, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You know what? I love my countertops. Let me edit. We love our countertops. We really do. And that's also the goal at Smoky Mountain Tops. They truly want you to love your countertops. This is Halloran Hilton Hill. Whether it's quartz or granite or marble, nobody's selection is more diverse than Smoky Mountain Tops. Like I said, when you think of beautiful, durable countertops, going to Smoky Mountain Tops is one of the best decisions you'll ever make. It's one of the best decisions we ever made. Like I said, we love our countertops. Smoky Mountain Tops has the expertise to help you choose the product that fits your lifestyle. So, they did Neyland Stadium right. They did Bridgestone Arena. They're ready to do your house. They can do it all. Smoky Mountain Tops will educate you on the best, most affordable product to fit your lifestyle and then make you love it. 539-9116 is the number. 539-9116. Or drop by their gorgeous new design center at 7216 Ball Camp Pike. You can also get more information at smtops.com.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves, great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BowlandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BowlandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps under your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville. Going to work? Listen on your computer. Just go to newstalk987.com and click Listen Live. In the mood for a little afternoon delight?
Ooh.
We've got you covered. Halloran Hilton Hill weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Wildfires force evacuations. Sanctuary cities warned. I'm Christopher Cruz. As many as 100 wildfires are burning this morning in Florida, forcing the evacuation of thousands of homes. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar is watching the fires.
On the southwest side of the state, it's gotten so bad we're actually dealing with evacuations. 2,000 homes actually under mandatory evacuation, even thousands more under voluntary evacuation.
The governor has called out the National Guard to help fight a huge fire near Naples. Officials in some sanctuary cities this weekend are reviewing a letter from the U.S. Justice Department warning them that they will lose federal law enforcement grants if they maintain their sanctuary status. Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke Friday in San Diego at the border with Mexico.
Sanctuary jurisdictions put criminals back on the streets.
The Justice Department letters were sent yesterday to officials in California and in 9 cities, including New York. I'm Christopher Cruz. The man charged with killing 4 people in racially motivated shootings in Fresno, California, has made his first court appearance. But correspondent Jim Roop reports Corey Mohammed didn't answer the charges against him.
The public defender assigned to Mohammed told Judge W. Kent Hamblin that he believed his client, who walked into court yelling, "Let black people go reparations," was incompetent to proceed. So the judge ordered Mohammed to undergo a mental evaluation. Mohammed shouted out again the same sentiment. And after the judge ordered the mental eval, he ordered Mohammed back in court on the matter on May 9th and his arraignment rescheduled for May 12th.
More than 100 Afghan soldiers have been killed or wounded after gunmen wearing army uniforms stormed a military compound in Balkh province on Friday in a brazen attack. And 2 U.S. senators say they want the nation's top intelligence official to release more information about the communications of American citizens that are being swept up in surveillance operations. I'm Christopher Cruz.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves, great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps under your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
Although Republicans control both houses of Congress and the White House, there is still a possibility of a government shutdown next week, says congressional correspondent Bob Costantini.
Government shutdowns rarely happen on the first deadline, but next Saturday would bring one if Congress and the White House can't agree on how to spend money for the rest of the fiscal year without approving a stopgap spending bill. Even so, White House spokesman Sean Spicer said Friday,
"The Office of Management Budget, as required, is taking routine steps to prepare in the unlikely case that there's a lapse in appropriations next week."
A major obstacle this time could be President Trump's border wall, as even some Republicans wonder if billions of dollars should be directed toward it this year. And Republicans are looking to trim Obamacare premium subsidies for lower-income Americans, even if a replacement bill is not in place. Bob Costantini, Washington.
New York parole officials have denied Judith Clark's request to be released from prison. She's a former Weather Underground radical who drove a getaway car in 1981. I'm Christopher Cruz.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
Flash flood watches are posted on this Saturday for periods of heavy rain. Be careful out and about around town. Watch for ponding on the roadways. Thunderstorms are a possibility as well, with a high near 77 today. Tonight dropping back to 56 as the rain continues. Sunday showers and storms once again, with a high near 61. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. It's 8:05 and there are flash flood warnings out, so make sure you check that. You can go to newstalk987.com and pick up anything that you need there, or by listening to the newscast at the top of the hour this weekend. We're happy to bring that to you as well. For those of you that missed last hour, we had a great show. Kelly Schultz was with me, the president and CEO of the Knoxville Habitat for Humanity affiliate. Just a great show. If you need some information, you can go to KHFH, Knoxville Habitat for Humanity, KHFH.com, or you can type out KnoxvilleHabitatForHumanity.com and get in touch with the Restore or the Women Build. In fact, if you want to go directly to the Women Build site, because you've heard that, of course, their Blitz Day is next Saturday, you just simply go to KnoxvilleWomenBuild.com, KnoxvilleWomenBuild.com. Big shout out to Kelly. Thank you for being here. I do appreciate your time this morning. Such an amazing, amazing community. They have been doing this for over 30 years in Knoxville and have most recently been tithing the monies that they have as a benefit from the builds to a country in South Africa, and have enabled them to build over 50 homes in South Africa. So many, many blessings have been had by all the volunteers and all of your work here in the Knoxville area. So we're very grateful. Next up, we have kind of an unusual topic for Around the House, but I think it's going to be fun, because as we talk about what we're doing, whether we're renovating, whether we're building new, whether repairing, you know, after a while, you get weary. You just get weary. And so what happens? But we need a little refresher. So we invited Arlene from Arlene's Fun Travel in to talk to us about vacations. So thank you for being here, Arlene.
You're welcome.
We're just so glad to have you. You're affiliated with Prestige Travel Systems, and you're an independent travel agent. You're a member of the Farragut West Knoxville Chamber and the Chamber of, or the Chamber of Commerce in Farragut, West Knoxville. All right, good. Well, welcome. So glad to have you. As we talk about family stressors and things like that, and we talk about vacations, some of us go, ugh, you know, we're stressed when we think about vacations. And so what we invited you here for today was not only to talk about how we can keep our homes safe when we're on vacation, but while you're here, we thought we'd kind of pick your brain about the idea of vacation in general. So let's start with that, if that's okay with you. Let's talk about how to choose the right vacation. You know, where do I start? Because Johnny is six and he wants something different than our 13-year-old, who she wants something entirely different. And of course, mom and dad have their own agenda. So there's a lot to consider. And it's not just what everybody wants, but then there's the budget. So where do we start?
Well, once you get your budget, what you want to do is you want to figure out where you want to be. Do you like the beach? Do you like camping? Do you need warm? Do you need cold? Mm. Is everybody going to be happy with the choices?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, what we want you to do is do some research. Go on, you know, the web and look and see where you'd like to be. And some people just know what they want, especially after you're fixing things around the house. You're going to need time.
Yeah, it's an adjustment to go through a remodeling process. And we try to make it as painless as possible because we are very systematized. But in the end, you know, you're glad that we're done and we're glad that we're done. And you're ready to just go on with life as you know it, because it is disruptive when you have a remodeling project, or you're obviously when you're building a custom home. I take a vacation in the middle of that. That's a long process. But as we look at places, what do you hear from families today? What kind of things are they doing?
Well, the questions are, is we have this budget. Where can we go with the budget we have?
Okay, that's a good question. So how do you approach that? Because you're a travel agent, and there aren't too many of you around these days. So this is kind of nice to have a person we can actually talk to.
Well, with 10 years experience, usually I listen to what the client wants. I ask them, what's your dislikes? What's your likes? Do you both like to go to the beach? Do you both like going camping? Or do you, one likes camping, one likes beach, you know, beaching. I know my husband likes camping. I like to go to the beach. So we try to, you know, find something that we both like. One of the places I know of is Costa Rica.
Oh, I think I've been there. Costa Rica is beautiful. It's very impoverished in areas, but it is very beautiful. I mean, we're talking volcanoes and waterfalls and all kinds of things. So tell me about Costa Rica. Give me some idea of cost for a trip like that.
Okay, Costa Rica, the budget's a little higher than normal because, you know, you have to, once you fly to that area, you still have to take a little jumper.
Ah,
to
okay.
get what you
to
want.
Okay.
So that's something that, as a travel agent, we could tell our clients.
Mm.
You know, so that's where it helps, you know, kind of give them a little idea. It takes a little longer to get there. And so you just remind them, so it's stress-free for them because they're expecting it.
Right. All right. 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. If you want to join us in this conversation, or if you have a question for Arlene, this is a great time to join us. All right. So I like what you just said, because I think when we go to a foreign country, and I'll tell you this experience, you'll probably get a chuckle out of this. I did not have a travel agent when I went to Costa Rica. And we got to Costa Rica and went to rent a car. And we had a phone that was supposed to operate in Costa Rica. It was a National Geographic phone, not to, you know, throw anybody under the bus, but that's what it was. And they had it, quote, set up for Costa Rica. No, it didn't work. So not only did we have a language barrier, but we didn't have a phone to call anyone. So we ended up driving, and I kind of knew where we were going, kind of, sort of, by maps. But when you're driving in a foreign country, the maps aren't always the same. And quite honestly, they aren't always accurate. So we kind of felt our way through this. one of the stops was a little bit less than we expected. We got off just to make sure we were in the right spot. We ended up at a prison gate. And there was no re-entrance back onto the highway. So we had a police escort down. They shut down the off-ramp and escorted us back on the highway. So, you know, life can be really exciting. But if you have a travel agent with you that you can call, that can help you navigate the phone, the connections for the rental cars, the connections for the jumper that you were talking about, I think it makes it easier. I wouldn't do that again without a travel agent. And I really didn't think it was going to be that involved. But I hadn't been to Costa Rica before.
It's funny that you mention that, because I actually had a client that went there and we booked that in advance, which is, you know, we knew to get the GPS system.
Yes.
Because a lot of them, they don't carry the GPS system. They don't have enough for everybody. So if you order it in advance, you have that. Yeah.
See, and we didn't even have the option at the time. Their GPS wasn't an option.
Okay.
So I hear you, and that's an excellent idea. But so the GPS is definitely well received by a new driver to the country. Now, they do drive the same way we drive, so that was a little bit less of a challenge. But there were a lot of challenges. So don't forget to check with a travel agent about all of those things. Does a travel agent increase the cost?
No, we don't. Actually, if you go on the website, it's the same price that we get. The difference is you got personal service from me with no fees.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. So Arlene Weinstein is a 10-year veteran of travel, and she's from Arlene's Fun Travel. You can join our conversation at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. When we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
For a little afternoon delight,
ooh,
we've got you covered. Halloran Hilton Hill, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
3C Concrete would like to thank East Tennessee for your support since 2005 as they expand their services with 3C Garage Design. They now go beyond their beautiful concrete coatings to complete the garage makeover with quality custom cabinets with a lifetime warranty. Your free estimate includes a computer design to help you visualize your dream garage. For garage floors and now garage cabinets and storage, make one call to 3C Garage Design at 865-984-8276 or 3cgaragedesign.com. That's the number 3, letter C, Garage Design.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate lawn weed control. It controls more than 200 hard-to-control weeds right down to the roots with just one easy application. Weeds like dandelions, creeping charlie, chickweed, and clover are no match. Weed Beater Ultra is safe for lawns, and you'll see results in as little as 24 hours. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 degrees or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. It can be applied from early spring to late fall, and reseeding can be done as soon as 2 weeks after application. Bonide products are family made in America. Find Weed Beater Ultra at these fine retailers, your local farmers co-op, at Mize Farm and Garden in Johnson City, and at Rocky Hill Hardware in Knoxville, or visit www.bonide.com for a retailer near you.
Hi, this is Yvonka Landis, and do I have a house for you? Are you looking for a house in Farragut? I have a house for you. Over 3,000 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2 acres in Farragut. I have a house for you. The Landis team is a family business that will use our real estate sales experience, appraisal service, and mortgage knowledge to help you buy or sell your home. Call 660-1186 or YvonkaSalesRealEstate.com. I have a house for you.
Yvonka Landis is an affiliated broker with Realty Executive Associates.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Joining me in studio is Arlene from Arlene's Fun Travel. She's affiliated with Prestige Travel Systems. If you want to reach her during the week, you can go to 828-215-1030. 828-215-1030. or go to Arlene Fun Travel. PTSTN.com. ArleneFunTravel.PTSTN.com. Okay. That was just a mouthful. If you want to check on that, you can pick that up on our podcast by going to NewsTalk987.com. Click on Weekend Shows, head to Around the House, and as you look through that page, you will see our podcast. All of that information will be coming up. You know, the crazy thing is, I was excited to have you on because there aren't that many travel agents anymore. It's all online. And that doesn't give us that personal service. Part of what we do is the DIY here on Around the House. And I want to connect it. What we're doing when we're talking about DIY things with our guests is we're heading things off at the pass. We're making suggestions, people to call, things to do, ways to proceed so you don't run into the unexpected. And travel can do that very same thing. So let's talk about how we can prepare for unplanned events. We talked about Costa Rica. Can we stay in that area and talk about that? Or, you know, you had some things to say at the break about insurance and stuff, and I think that would have shocked me. So let's talk about some of the ways we can prepare for, the travel.
Well, first of all, like you said, Costa Rica. We'll start with the car rental, okay? When people get the car rental, they usually get there and they're not aware of the insurance.
Ah, car, you're talking about rental insurance.
Yes.
On top of the rental fee.
Right.
There's the rental insurance.
Correct.
And you really have to have that if you're especially in a foreign country. But I would suggest that you check with your insurance agent for your vehicle insurance before you go to find out if you have coverage if you don't take it. Because I did that, and my insurance agent suggested that I take the insurance. So it's expensive in Costa Rica, you were saying.
Yes, it can be anywhere up to $1,200.
Why?
Because of their laws there, and because there's limited car rentals, like you know I said before, and very little GPS systems. So.
Yes, and I would agree with that. Even back when I was there, the car rentals, we waited for a good hour just for a car to come in to rent. And I had a reservation and it didn't make any difference. All right. Join us in this conversation, 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. All right. So there are things to do in advance, like even traveling to New Orleans to see my grandchildren. I have to let my credit card companies know that I'm going to be traveling there. I physically call them. They won't even take it online to tell them because otherwise they'll lock up my credit card, which I appreciate, but it's annoying if it happens and it's actually you. So do you suggest that people do that?
I suggest, first of all, you notify all your credit card companies to let them know you're either going out of the country or staying local. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's somebody that when they use their credit card, the company froze it because they thought it was something from another country for, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. Okay. Do all credit cards work overseas? Like if I have a Visa or a MasterCard, is it pretty assured that it'll work?
Most of them do work unless it's something like just a Visa card. Sometimes if it's just a bank Visa card, it can be questionable.
Okay. Okay. So verify that with your bank as well. And then there's the important papers, and the papers are getting more and more important as we go through this time in our world. So talk about what kind of papers do we need?
Okay, first of all, you need a passport, especially if you're going out of the country.
Okay, how long does a passport take to get?
Well, it could take anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Unless you go to where you could do it within 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
And you can call me, I'll give you the information.
Okay. All right. And how do we get a hold of you?
You can call me at 828-215-1030.
215-1030, area code 828. All right. So passport in 24 hours, but normally 6 to 8 weeks.
Correct.
All right. What else do I have to have with me?
If you don't have a passport, you're recommended to get a birth certificate with you because that's something that you have to have along with a, you know, picture ID.
So let me understand you. If I have a birth certificate and a picture ID, I don't need a passport?
Only if you're traveling in the United States, like if you're taking a cruise.
Ah, okay. Oh, so if you're taking a cruise to a foreign country, it's still considered in-country travel?
Well, yes, if you're leaving the United States.
Right.
But if you're taking a cruise out of the United States, yes, you need a passport.
All right, so you still need a passport. I find it easier to travel with a passport anyway because they scan it. They just scan it, and it just moves things faster. So we can actually use our passport anywhere, anytime we fly.
Well, that's correct.
ID. Yeah. Okay. You talked about a little bit about a green card. Now, how does that affect travel? What do I need to do know about that?
Well, a green card is for people that come out of the country and want to be a citizen here. Mm-hmm. And they do have their passport with them, but they have to carry their green card.
Oh, so it's both.
It's both.
Okay.
It's because of the safety that, especially today.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you want both so you don't have any trouble getting in or out or back in your country. All right. And then there's the phone numbers. That's really important too. Talk about the phone numbers and how do I carry those phone numbers?
Okay. What you want to do is you copy all your information to phone numbers to where you're going. It's got all the numbers like car rentals, hotels, your airlines, everything, all the information.
Okay.
And you always want to also make sure you have a copy and leave it with your family.
Mm. So your itinerary plus the phone numbers is always a good idea. I like that. I like that a lot. And then the other thing is, in case your phone doesn't work, like Costa Rica did for me a long, long time ago, it would be wise for me to have my family's phone numbers written down, because unfortunately I don't have them all memorized. And if I need a phone, I need to know the country code, which is 1 for U.S., and the area code and the exact number, because there's going to be no information in a foreign country to look up a U.S. phone number. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, and make sure when you do take the phone number, because each, you know, way people need to know how to call that number. Because sometimes there's a plus in front of it and you don't put the plus in.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea. That's a real good idea. And then if there's any tips or concerns, you want to go to the State Department website before you make your plans, ideally, which is www.state.gov/travel. And that will give you what? Immunizations, any kind of political strife, anything like that?
Well, it will basically tell you what you need to go into that country.
Oh, okay.
If you need, you know, a special visa now, because just because you have a passport, some countries need visas and you have to apply for those.
In advance.
In advance. Got to have those.
That's important. That's really important. And what about a backup? What kind of backups do you need? In case I get stuck somewhere, what kind of backups are we talking about?
Well, when I say a backup, if you have a dog or a pet and it's being cared for, it's in a daycare or somebody's watching it, or if your children are home, if you get stuck for either like hurricanes that come up or, you know, the plane gets canceled, you want that backup to make sure your family pet is taken care of or you need that extra, you know, help to stop the mail if you didn't stop it in time.
Right.
Things like that.
So that's another reason you need those phone numbers. You better have your pet sitter or whatever, whoever's caring for things at home, you want those numbers written down, as well as family members if it's not a family member. All of those things are very, very important as a backup. And then baggage. Oh, when we go to Africa, we get 2 suitcases of 50 pounds each. And we only get 25 pounds for our personal stuff because we're going on mission and we're taking all kinds of things over. And let me tell you, 50 pounds doesn't take long when you're taking that much stuff with you. So talk about weight limits and how to make sure that your baggage, because there's a big charge if you go over.
Well, what I do normally, which is really funny, is I get on the scale, weigh myself first, then get off, take the baggage in my hand, and get on with it. It's not always accurate, but it's close.
It's close, yeah.
So when you get to the airport, you have less stress, and they don't give you an $80 to $100 fee just because you're over 5 pounds.
Yes, and it's really embarrassing and difficult to open up suitcases and shift things around when you're in the airport. It's exasperating, and there's no reason. That's just a stressor that we don't need when we travel. So I love that tip. Update your itinerary. Check check to see if your flight's on time, if everything is still the way you had arranged it, if something has changed. And then you can actually check in 24 hours early, right?
That's correct. You have to. You should check in with your flights 24 hours ahead of time. You have to check in, because if you need to pick a seat because you didn't pay that extra money for a seat, it does give you an opportunity to pick the seat without paying for it.
Ah, say that one more time.
Well, if you pick your seat, if you get on 24 hours in advance, sometimes you're allowed to pick your seat where people pay extra money to pick the seats in advance if they're available.
Right.
You get to pick your seats and it saves you money, but it's not always a guarantee you'll be sitting together.
Ah, okay. So you're taking your chances if you don't pick your seat until the 24-hour check-in, but you usually don't have to pay upgrades. Is that what you're saying for the seating, except first class, of course?
Right.
But, all right. Well, that's a great tip. See, these travel agents, they know the ins and the outs and the do's and the don'ts and how it affects all of us, our families, our homes. Coming up, we're going to talk about how to keep your home safe with a vacation checklist. A lot of these you've heard, but I'll bet we'll surprise you. 656-8255, 656-8255, and 1-800-951-8255. Join us with your tips for the vacation list when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
Join some of the nation's top academic minds for Mindfulness TN at the Knoxville Convention Center May 6th. Presenters will discuss the latest in research and the everyday application of mindfulness and meditation-based practices that reduce pain, stress, and help you live a more fruitful and healthy life. Register to attend or to receive CME CEU credits today at mindfulnesstn.com. That's mindfulnesstn.com.
If you haven't been to Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, you owe yourself a short drive to Balm Drive in Bearden. They supply all the local landscapes and turf companies here in Knoxville. They're turf experts. They even have plans that they write for you. John Gardner and his team will write you a plan that you can execute, and you can have the envious lawn that everybody wants. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply is a Tennessee-owned company, and they're also an authorized Toro dealer in Knox County. That means Dickens Supply has all the residential and zero turns, as well as full parts and service center for all your Toro needs. John Gardner and his team are amazing, and you don't want to miss this. They have your lawn and landscape needs down to a science. They even have seeds that are made specifically for the Knoxville area. You can call 588-1993, 588-1993, or you can head over to 6305 Balm Drive in Bearden. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms a possibility on this Saturday. A flash flood watch is posted all the way through Sunday afternoon for periods of heavy rain. We will see a temperature today of 77 degrees. Tonight dropping back to 56 with periods of heavy rain and thunderstorms. Rain continues on Sunday with a high near 61. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, Arlene Weinstein is here from Arlene's Fun Travel, and we're talking about ways to keep your home safe, tips for travel, and just kind of how to take care of your family on the road. Things have changed a little bit, And, you know, when you're not home, we want you to kind of try to make your home look as if it's still being lived in. And this segment we thought we'd dedicate to a vacation checklist. And Arlene, would you help me go through this a little bit? Because I think, you know, burglars are looking for an open invitation. And sometimes they're watching, sometimes they're not. But if they are watching, we want it to look like it looks all the time so that they don't anticipate that we're not there. So there's some ways we can do that. Some of them are typical. Stop the mail. Stop the newspaper. What else? What else do you suggest?
Well, first of all, you want to make sure your cars are in your garage.
That's a good idea.
And also what you want to do is you want to make sure your neighbors know that you're going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
That is very important. And if they could park at least one car in your driveway just to make it look like activity.
Oh, I like that idea. So just, even if it's just in and out, you know, you let them park there and then, you know, the next day, maybe park there again for just an hour. It doesn't matter how long. It's the idea of activity. Okay, that's a great tip. Great tip. What else?
Also, if you have an alarm company, notify them. Let them know you're going out of town.
Mm.
Because this way they know that if it goes off, to go out anyway, just to make sure.
Oh, I love that. That's a great idea. And when we have his security on, I know Scott would agree with that as well. Put at least one light in your house on a timer. And the timer, they're getting so sophisticated and so much easier to use. excuse me, but set that timer for the times that you normally have that light on. So if someone is around, you know, burglars don't like lit homes. They want to go to the easiest access. And so we talk about that when we talk about security. It's the same when you're not there. If the lights are on, that's not the best light, the best door for them to try to enter. Make sure your lawn stays trimmed. I think that's a great tip. I went by a home in my subdivision yesterday and I thought, wow, I hope they mow that lawn soon because it was pretty high. Well, the next day it was mowed. But when I was preparing for the show, I realized that that could be a tip that somebody isn't home. Not just that they're having their lawnmower fixed, but it could, you know, tip off someone that no one's around. So that's really cool. That's really good. Plumbing and electrical. This is interesting. Let's talk about some of that.
Okay. You want to make sure, first of all, that your plumbing, if you have an outside, you know, plumbing, make sure they're turned off the main water out there.
Amen. And the reason for that is that that whole house is under pressure. So if something pops or fails while you're gone, no one's there to arrest that. No one's there to stop it. So I've literally had my parents come home to water flooding out of their garage because it had been running for a week. Not only do you have a water bill, but you got a huge mess. And then you're talking to insurance companies and everything else. So turn off the water. What about electrical?
Okay, what you want to do is take your small appliances that are in your house, like a toaster or a blender, and that's plugged in. Just pull the plugs out just to be safe on those.
And it also, it's using electricity. If it's plugged in, it's actually still using some electricity. And so unplugging those will reduce the cost, not only the safety, but the costs as well. So small appliances, maybe your toaster oven, something like that. Your charger that's is constantly plugged into that receptacle. All right, what else?
You water your heater. Some of them have vacation modes where you could set them up on certain, you know, times.
Mm. Yeah, that's a great idea. Now, if you have an instant water heater, that's kind of nice and you don't have to worry about that. But for those of us that don't, that's a good idea. What else?
Okay, we already talked about making sure your credit card companies know that will keep your home safe as well. And what you want to do is make sure you don't leave any garbage in your kitchen trash because that's happened before.
Of course it has. And what I do is the day I'm leaving, I leave, I have a lid on my trash. And so what to signal me, I leave the trash lid up. That tells me as I'm walking through the house to check it before I leave that I haven't done that yet. Because when it goes down, then I know I've emptied it. I have to set myself up to succeed in some of this stuff. All right, we talked about that. What about the thermostat? It's really important to set that correctly.
Yes, you want to make sure you set it at a certain, like if the temperature's cold out, you want to make sure that if it gets too cold, it turns on.
Mm-hmm. But not so warm of a setting that, you know, it's running constantly like it does when you're home. Same with air conditioning. Maybe close to outside temperature would right. be wise, because there's no sense cooling that house off. It isn't going to really hurt anything.
Right.
Okay. We talked about, oh, I love this. Checking the refrigerator for food that it would spoil in the time that you're going to be gone. Because then you're not coming home to a stinky mess in your fridge. I think that's a good tip. And then, of course, sometimes as we go, things follow us. You know, things can go wrong. So what is the thing for travel that we want to do to ensure that we have a safe trip? And if we have any issues, we have support.
Well, I always offer travel insurance.
Mm.
So just keep that in mind. And it's not expensive and it's less stress on you. So if you do book something, say, and your plane doesn't take off, the only thing you lose is your insurance money, but you get back everything else you invested.
Mm.
So keep that in mind, that if you do carry the insurance, that will be less stress on you. And if you get there and there's an interruption, like you can't get home,
mm-hmm.
you're covered.
Oh, so it's they pay for hotel fees and things like that too?
Well, you keep your receipts.
Right.
And it's called an interruption.
Okay. Okay.
And that's where the insurance comes in.
Okay. So they'll pay you back, reimburse you for your expenses. Now, do they cover medical expenses as well?
Yes, they do. It's part of the insurance. It covers medical, like if you're on the ship and you get hurt.
Right.
It covers it, because a lot of times if you're out of the country, so people don't know this, insurance companies may not cover something out of the country.
Right.
Some
right.
of them don't. You right. got to ask your insurance company.
Okay. So if they don't, your travel insurance would pick up where your insurance might leave off.
That's correct.
Wow. And honestly, I've had a real recent incident. When we go to Africa for mission, we always have emergency evacuation by, you know, helicopter, plane, whatever, because there are not a lot of services in some of the areas that we go to. One of my pastors that goes was diagnosed with a serious illness while he was there, and the insurance, the travel insurance, is picking up that expense, because he was medevaced down to South Africa, and just a lot of things back and forth, and all that was covered. So it was a real blessing to have that insurance, and it doesn't cost that much. Is there a percentage of the trip that it costs, or is it of the flight, or, you know, what if I have flight insurance, is that the same as travel insurance?
Well, what it does, it just gives you one set price. It covers everything.
Okay. Everything.
It does cover everything. I mean, you know, per person is what we charge, and it's very, very little fee.
That's true. I typically, almost always get the insurance, because, you know, things happen. My kids will call and say, gee, everybody's sick, don't come. You know, something happens in Africa and there's a political unrest and we decide not to go. And so I've learned a lot by just traveling overseas, how important that really is. So if I buy it from my airline or I buy it through you, is it the same thing?
Well, what I do is usually package everything together. So it covers your transfers, your flight, your hotel.
Right.
Anywhere you're going. And say, for instance, if one of you are sick before you take off and you can't go,
mm-hmm.
both of you are covered. You could both stop it.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so that's nice. And I mean, it is minimal compared to what would happen and what you would lose if you couldn't travel or if something happened while you were there. So I like that idea a lot. And that protects my family that's home. That protects, you know, pets, whatever. All of these things are taken into consideration when you have a delay or an unexpected event of some kind. So that's huge. Travel insurance is huge. All right. Let's see. What else? What else do you want to talk to us about travel?
Well, also with the insurance, it does cover like hurricanes. It covers, it covers like heavy snowstorms. If they can't get out or if you can't get in, it does cover it. And usually with the insurance, you're covered, you know, fully for the day after 12 hours of delay.
Okay, so it's a 12-hour delay, and that's when it kicks in.
Right.
You know, we take this insurance, but half the time we don't look at it. So it's nice to have an agent. So if I called you and said, gee, Arlene, you know, I'm stuck here and it doesn't look like I can get out for the next day, you would advise us as travelers what to do.
Well, I usually give that information ahead of time just in case. I tell them there's phone numbers on here. This is the number you call. They have it all in front of them. You just call that number to notify them, to let them know what's happening, and they'll tell you to save all the receipts, just enjoy your trip, and bring them back. And then we file.
See, there's a lot of peace of mind in that. There really is. Because if I have that number with me and I know I can call it 24/7, if something does happen, I don't go into panic mode. And I don't have to, you know, that relaxation that we're looking for on the trip is still, it might be a little stressful, but it's not as difficult because you know that you have that in place. I like that. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Returning with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted weeds that continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Well, the answer is Bonide Cleanup Weed and Grass Killer. Cleanup Weed and Grass Killer kills all unwanted weeds, grasses, and other plants to the root. The systemic action ensures that the unwanted plants do not regrow. Results can be seen in as little as a few days. Cleanup is great for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. By eliminating the weeds, your vegetables and flowers will get off to a better start. If you're thinking about renovating that weed-infested lawn area and starting all over again, Cleanup will kill all that you spray it on. Wait 7 days and reseed your lawn to get that picture-perfect lawn you've always wanted. Bonide Cleanup can be found at these fine retailers, your local farmers co-op, at Jim Brown Supply in Middlesboro, Kentucky, and at the Barn Nursery in Chattanooga. Or go to Bonide.com for a retailer near you.
Hello again, this is Matt White with White's Marble Works. Spring is just around the corner, and instead of just doing the usual spring cleaning, how about doing something this year that will improve the value and look of your home for the future? White's can help you create the kitchen or bath you have always wanted with custom granite, marble, or quartz countertops. With the latest technology and design tools, we can help you visualize your entire project. Give us a call today at 423-337-2138 or visit us online at whitesmarbleworks.com. White's Marble Works, quality stone products since 1870.
Knox Area Rescue Ministries provides daily for the most vulnerable and desperate among us. Thanks to your generous donations during the News Talk 98.7 CARM Radiothon, $45,681 was raised so that CARM can continue to help individuals find recovery. Their equation is rescue plus relationships equals restoration. Your investment will make a positive impact in our community. Thank you to Always Best Care, Dayton's Pest Control, Home Federal Bank, McDonald's, Marco's Pizza, Archer's Barbecue, and the Tennessee Smokies.
When you feel the need to get it off your chest, we got you covered. State your case with George Korda, Sundays noon to 3 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Here we go. Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Arlene Weinstein from Arlene's Fun Travel. She's going to share some stories with us this segment, and I think you're going to have a good time. If you want to talk to Arlene during the week, it's 828. 828 is the area code. 215-1030. 215-1030. Or arlenefuntravel.ptstn.com. The other way you can find Arlene's numbers, if you've not, if you didn't track with that with me, I'll give them out at the end of the show, or you can go to the podcast by going to newstalk987.com, click on the weekend shows. Once you get to the Around the House page, you will see our podcast by subject. And many shout out, many kudos to Adam, who faithfully puts those up every week, and we are able to track those by topic. So if you miss something or you're thinking about doing a DIY project, if you find it on the site, I can assure you we have invited the industry experts in to talk about that process. So you may want to use that as a resource because there's nothing like one-on-one experiences with experts that come in and give you their tips. And speaking of tips, that's what I want to talk about with you, Arlene, is, you know, why is it that we want, it's our best interest to use a travel agent? I love to use a travel agent because I have had great experiences with travel agents. You guys know what's going on and you know the pitfalls. And when I search on the web and I, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. We all do it. But especially overseas travel, I get a little, I don't know. So talk to me about why it is in our best interest to use a travel agent.
Well, it's best interest because we know what's going on in the world. We know what's, you know, where the best hotel's located, especially for safety.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your client's in a nice area. You want to make sure that they feel comfortable where they are. And of course, me, I'm very picky about hotels. So I like to have clean hotels. And I want to know that they can offer Wi-Fi for me.
Ah, well, that's huge. And, you know, if you are traveling with young people, they're assuming it's going to be there. And if it's not, it's going to be a whole different vacation. As I say, let the whining begin. No, not really. And I do think there's a time to unplug. But a lot of us do need Wi-Fi just to manage things, whether it's home or business or whatever. All right, what else?
Well, for instance, okay, if you have, like, I had a customer actually telling me this funny story because I want people to know they went on the website and they booked a trip to Rio.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not familiar with it. And they got all excited and they brought, like, say, they brought five Hawaiian shirts and they brought three pairs of swimming trunks and they were all excited and they get there.
And that's all they brought?
And that's all, well, that's all they brought. And it turns out that it's winter there.
Oh.
Because the website didn't mention that.
That's
where we come in.
Mm.
We're able to tell you, no, you can't go to Rio that time because it's cold, unless you want the cold.
Right.
Then go.
Right, right. I love it. And that's really important because even, and I know I keep talking about Africa, but it always amazes me when I go there because when I go there in October, it is smoking hot. And because it's the other side of the equator. And when I go there in June, it's cold. It can get down to 30 degrees or less in Africa in the winter. And of course, our travel agent told us that. But I would, you know, maybe I would have picked that up. Maybe I wouldn't have. But boy, you're there for 3 weeks. You want to make sure you got the right clothing or it's going to be an expensive trip. And unfortunately, in some of these areas, when you're on mission or you're on safari or whatever you're doing, you may not have access to the shops that we have in the U.S. because if you haven't traveled overseas and you're not going to a major city, the whole world doesn't look like the U.S. It just doesn't. All right. What else you got?
Well, I also have another story. Like, if you Google Mexico and you want to see what's there,
mm-hmm.
you get 17.8 billion different ideas. You know, and then you say, what are my choices? What do I do?
Yeah, and who can I trust on here?
So a lot of times I have connections with hotels after 10 years experience, of course, and I could direct them to the nicest beaches.
And that's important.
And there are people that like to snorkel and some that just want to swim. So there are some beaches in Mexico where they have rocks where you could snorkel.
Mm-hmm.
And there are beaches with no lot of rocks and beautiful water. And that's all they care about is the beach and laying out.
Right. And so you get to know your client. A funny story, we went to Mexico, we went to an island, and we were running around on scooters with our children. And we went on a beach that was different than any beach I'd ever seen before. Let's just say not everyone was clothed on this beach. And I can remember grabbing my children by the hand, turning around, and walking off the beach. That's something that a travel agent would help me with. You know, this. Remember that this end of the island is a, you know, nude beach. And so you want to make sure and don't take your children there if that's not what you want them to encounter.
Well, a lot of foreign countries like St. Martin, a lot of them do have adult beaches only.
Yeah, there you go. Adult beaches. There we go. And it isn't exactly the place because as soon as I walked down there, I mean, my kids were whisked off. It just wasn't where I wanted to be as a family. So that's a great thing to know. And a travel agent would have helped us with that. What else?
Well, I've had a customer that actually went to New Orleans for a restful, peaceful time, mm-hmm. not realizing it was Mardi Gras.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, Mardi Gras in New Orleans, watch out.
A lot of shoe throwing.
Yes, shoe throwing, firecrackers, lots of noise, lots of bands, lots of marching, lots of beads.
Yes, and so that's a restful stop, but it's fun.
Yeah, and you got to be careful because if you're not real careful, you can end up getting, people around you can get sick on you. That's not a good idea. Although I will say that Mardi Gras is not all like that. All right. What about the telephoto lens story? What is that all about?
Well, people go on the website and they're all excited because they see these amazing rooms. And what they do is on those websites, you might have pictures from 10 years ago or they blow up the pictures to make the room bigger. And you get there, and the room is, like, small. And it's like, I didn't pay for this.
Mm.
And not only that, there's no air conditioning.
Oh, no. In a tropical country?
Yes. Because a lot of the times, they don't use air. They tell you to open the windows because they have screens. The bugs won't get in, but they open the screens. Or the door has a screen on it.
Yeah, that would not be a pleasant surprise for my family and when I got there. All right. What else?
For instance, like if you want to go to a place for your honeymoon, say.
Okay.
And you get there and you're looking for romance, you know, in your life there and having a good time. And you get in the pool and you have like 12 to 15 screaming children and they're all, like, you know, screaming. But nobody told you that. This is a family pool. So I know a lot of resorts where it's adults only, or they have an adult section only, where you could bring your family. And you might want to take your child and put him in that daycare for a couple hours and go over to the adult section.
All right. And what about cruises? Do you do cruises?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I love cruises. Cruises are amazing. You know, it's like you get on the cruise and it's... The food is included. Now, some of the cruises do include drinks and some don't. So I do know the specials out there.
Ah, so see, that's nice. To know what's included helps you budget. And when you first hear the all-inclusive price, it sounds like a lot. But when you realize what's in it, it backs it all down because you're going to spend that money anyway.
And I also do a lot of good upgrades because I've been there for 10 years and I know people. So that's
so you get the benefits and you pass them to your clients.
That's correct.
I love that. All right, Arlene, thank you for spending that kind of time with us this morning and giving us some travel tips for those of us that are about to head out or thinking about heading out. How can we contact you?
You can contact me at 828-215-1030 or at arlenefuntravel.com. PTS.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Arlene. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for listening today. We've got lots of goodies for you on the website, newstalk987.com. Weekend shows, go to Around the House. You can pick up our podcast by topic. So any topic you're doing, go Vols. We'll return next week live with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Sister saying in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tennessee weather can be hard to figure. That's why we bring you weather forecasts all day, every day from David Aldrich, Heather Haley, and the team in the WVLT Local Aid Weather Center. Whether ice and snow, spring storms, or summer heat, you get the latest and most accurate information available, updated 24/7. With the WVLT Local Aid Weather Center, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Many homeowners are not aware that about 14 professional trades are involved with a typical kitchen remodeling project. Would you know who to call, how to manage those trades, and how to keep them on budget? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to design, manage, and complete your home remodeling project. Expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Join us Friday, April 28th for the third annual Southern Tequila and Taco Cinco Fest in the Gander Mountain parking lot in Turkey Creek. Cinco Fest features an array of Mexican restaurants from across the region showcasing their finest tacos, over 50 handcrafted tequilas, margaritas, cocktails, and beer. And while enjoying those tacos, listen to some great live music. Advance tickets are only $35 and it all benefits remote area medical. Get your tickets now to the Southern Tequila and Taco Cinco Fest coming April 28th at